This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about. Your calls are the primary element. Otherwise, we talk about things that are interesting to us. I want to start with just a couple of quick emails from a couple of frustrated listeners. Just to kind of give an example of something that is you're going to see more of. And, Mark, you have a story about 15% unemployment. That's going to tie in here, too. It's kind of just a look at how people are responding to this economic situation that they are that they've been put in. We know, of course, that this was created by the Federal Reserve, which is a semi-private bank, basically. That
people tell you it was capitalism, but how could it possibly be capitalism when the government controls the flow of money? I mean, they're at the very base of the monetary system. The fact is they were controlling interest rates and, thus making the housing bubble go. And if it hadn't have been for them controlling interest rates with the flow of money, the housing bubble wouldn't have gone boop.
So there was
all these wouldn't be poor.
Malinvestments, and now the market's trying to correct itself. But, of course, the government is stepping in with more trillions of dollars they're pumping into the economy, which, of course, will do nothing but inflate the money supply and continue to create more bubbles, more problems, basically, more economic disaster because of the meddling in the free marketplace. And so we know all of this. You know, we've been talking about this consistently throughout the last few years. And so here's a couple emails from some listeners of ours as to how they're responding to this, because we know what the governments are doing. A business is doing what it needs to do, right? Some of them are going out of business because they just made a bad choice and got in at the wrong time. They were misreading the messed up market signals, and they made mistakes, right? Businesses make mistakes that go out of business unless you're GM.
I'm not 100% sure if I'd call them mistakes, but they trusted the government where they shouldn't have. Maybe that, I guess you can call that a mistake.
Or the Bank of America,
the monetary system, I guess.
So business is doing what it needs to do. It's closing down. It's cutting costs. It's reinvesting. Whatever they need to do to stay alive. Government is doing what it needs to do to stay alive too, which is nothing. Virtually nothing. They're not cutting costs. When I say
they don't
nothing,
have to respond to the marketplace at all.
Right. They're not doing anything to reduce their use of funds. They're not doing much of anything. They are, however, ensuring that the same amount of funds that they were having is still coming in, and that's very important to the government people. Whereas business owners, if people just aren't coming through their doors, they can run some advertisements, they can spread some word of mouth, they can cut costs, they can do what they need to do to make sure their doors stay open, but they can't force you to pay for their business. Whereas that's what the government does.
As much as they'd like it.
Right. It forces you to continue funding it at its same level it's always been at, or more. I mean, we've seen the stories of New York State coming up with all kinds of new taxes on a variety of different things. The federal government just put in this new cigarette tax. And I did get an email recently from someone who works at a grocery store just outlining how dramatic the increases have been, pretty much doubling of loose tobacco costs, doubling of packs of cigars costs.
Yeah, I went and did some research on it the day after we talked about it, and I found that they hadn't changed. But the place where I get my cigars had just changed hands on April the 1st, and likely,
they're not in the loop.
Yeah, they weren't in the loop, so I bought a whole bunch of cigars.
So we know that the government people around the country at state and local levels are doing everything they can to put new taxes on things, to raise taxes so they can keep bringing the money in. But inevitably there has to be, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the laws of thermodynamics. Well, inevitably, there has to be a reaction to this. Inevitably, something will change elsewhere in the world because of what these government people are doing. Here's an email from Jan. He says, California's new sales tax,
good,
is 9.25%. Most hardware goods I buy off Amazon to avoid taxes, which is a great idea. You can do that at amazon.freetalklive.com. Maybe Free Talk Live will be one of these beneficiaries from this down economy as more people start doing their shopping online instead of at the local store so they can avoid the sales taxes. He says, but today I shopped for some furniture for the office, so it was one of those things I had to purchase at a local store. I spent a little more than $1,000, and my sales tax was over $100.
Crazy.
That is insanity, says Jan. Are the sales taxes in most other states as high as California? Also, do you have...
The answer to that is no.
I don't know. There might be some, maybe one state out there, right? Maybe Illinois or something like that. I don't know. I'm speculating. I would guess California is the top sales tax state.
If it's not, it's close.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard to find that out, to Google that, but they're definitely up there. He says, also, do you have any recommendations around paying the sales tax? Well, as far as getting around it is concerned...
eBay has furniture. I've seen it.
Amazon.freetalklive.com has furniture as well. I mean, it's possible you could go to the office supply store and eyeball some of the brands that you like, then go on Amazon.freetalklive.com and see if the same product exists there. So that's one option. But as far as getting around paying sales tax, also had another email recently from somebody who was pointing out that some of the penalties for the stores if they don't charge the sales tax, like let's say a store decided they didn't want to participate in collecting this brand new insane sales tax, well, they would be fined for 5% of the revenues that they didn't report. Mm-hmm. And, after that, it's another 5% interest on top of that. So basically, if they don't pay, the government's going to come in and shut them down.
Right.
So expecting your business friends to help you out in this case probably isn't going to work. So you're going to have to do something to get around these sales taxes. And, of course, shopping online is going to be the number one way to do that. Amazon.freetalklive.com, eBay, all kinds of options for you. And, of course, if you need computer parts, Newegg.freetalklive.com will result in a percentage of the purchase going to the CD Evolution Fund. Amazon.freetalklive.com results in a percentage of the purchase going to Free Talk Live. Whereas when you buy at the local store, a percentage of your purchase goes to your local friendly gang. So it seems like a no-brainer as far as how to get around the sales tax. But that's not the only email that I wanted to share. It was just one example of somebody who's feeling a bit of frustration at a brand new tax being enacted upon them. Spence emails, and he says that he's written a letter in the state of Michigan, written a letter to the governor, Governor Granholm. And this is what it says.
Just so you know, Governor Granholm doesn't care. But, okay.
Yeah, I'm just reading this to let you know how upset people are. People are upset.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't write letters. I'm just saying Governor Granholm doesn't care.
I own a dear Governor so-and-so. I own a growing business in Michigan that employs 7 people. After processing this year's taxes, it has occurred to me that your policy, specifically the MBT, I had to look that up. It's the Michigan Business Tax. And Michigan Works have turned Michigan into a hellish place to do business. Since I am part of a typically silent supermajority, let me be clear. Generally speaking, we don't want to deal with you in any way. We don't want your assistance, programs, grants, advice, paperwork, bureaucrats, permission, certification, taxes, etc. We simply want you to go away so we can live and trade as free people.
He's pretty mad.
Since that isn't likely, just hit the forward button. Since that isn't likely to happen, we will play by the irrational rules you force upon us, angling for grants, tax breaks, and other benefits. But we would rather that it all went away. More specifically, the MBT, the Michigan Business Tax, is going to force me to lay off my first employee, and I'm going to great lengths to show her how your policies led directly to this decision. And I guarantee you, she'll remember. It has also led me to start shopping for another state to base my business. You can only rape a sleeping person for so long before they wake up and realize they are being raped. The MBT was my wake-up call. From Spencer.
Wow.
So he's
pretty darn mad.
He's a local business owner who is considering taking his business out of the state of Michigan and moving it elsewhere. Now, I don't know Spencer too well, but I imagine he's considering New Hampshire as a possible answer. The Free State Project, of course, we talked about that a lot last night, moving liberty-oriented people all to the same place. But these are just two examples of people who are upset enough about what's happening in their state with these new taxes that they're implementing on people. Two examples of people who are upset enough that they decided to write us about it and share how they were feeling. And this is one outlet for people to go in when they are feeling oppressed by the state. Now, there's another direction people can go as well, and that, of course, is violence, which has also been happening with, I'm sure maybe some of you heard about the story where some guy shot 3 police officers over this weekend.
Ugh.
He was pretty frustrated about what the government's doing as well. 800-259-9231. So as the state continues to increase its control over people's lives, inevitably more people are going to get fed up, and they're going to do something about it. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in via the toll-free number. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features free. Those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their website, we give ours away. freetalklive.com. And those features include the archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. You need collections to be done with respect. You want to talk to our friends over at SACL CAI because they will get that done. Plus, early out billing and something else I don't remember because I don't have my copy in front of me.
They purchased charged off receivables.
That's right. I still don't know what those are.
Well, what it is if you have accounts receivable sitting on your sitting on your books, somebody hasn't paid you in 6 months, they'll buy that account and they'll collect it.
Damn.
And then they'll keep the money.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you know.
Learn more about Seiko CAI.
That's how questions works.
Via their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. We'll talk about some more of these consequences, unintended consequences, I'm sure, of governments around the country raising their tyranny in response to the lowered economic situation and raising taxes and regulations. We'll get to that. But your calls first. And we'll go to Matthew in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Mark and Ian. Hi, Nick. First, let me say I'm from California, and I can attest to those fees that are being raised. I don't make much money. And, unfortunately, I'm a college student, and that's what I actually called about. But I don't make much money, and I had to buy a car to get back and forth to school because my last car broke down. Well, I could have afforded a much nicer car except for the taxes and the fees that I had to pay in the DMV were so exorbitant. I had to get another piece of junk that's not as safe and not as nice while these bureaucrats are pulling me over in these brand new nice cars. And I'm like, I paid for that and I can't drive that. It frustrates me too.
And yeah, and don't forget that the regulations go into that too. California has the highest regulations on cars and, you know, their exhaust and how apparently soon what color they're painted. And all these regulations essentially add to the cost of a vehicle. And essentially what all these government mandates mean is that poorer people can't drive safe, nice automobiles. And
right,
essentially
exactly
that means the government wants to kill poor people.
You know, and that's me. I'm not exactly rich. I'm a college student.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I'm the college student who did that paper on YouTube.
Yes,
I
did
you a few weeks ago.
How'd that turn out?
I got an A. Thank
Great.
You very much. And I'm calling because now I have to become someone's slave, and I want
what?
To be someone's slave who doesn't believe in the institution, which I know is YouTube. Three, actually.
How does this work? What is this? Give me more detail on this.
I have to do an internship to graduate.
Okay.
And they've worked it out. The businesses around the school have worked it out. So basically, they've given donations in the past years. And in turn, the school has made it a requirement to do internships, which basically means companies get free labor at a very low rate, just a few donations every few years. And they get a building named after them, and they get asked to do internships. But I wanted to do one with you guys. That way...
It's not really slavery. I mean, I've been an intern in the past, and it's
investing.
Consensual, so...
Okay, I understand. You're right. I'm being a little facetious, but it's not really slavery. But
if you're going to give your labor away, you might as well give it to Free Talk Live, is what you're saying.
That's what I want to do. I'll promote you guys, do whatever I can for the amount of time. I just need your guys' okay, and you can sign a piece of paper, but I can sign it for you if you want. If you give me approval.
We can fax it. We have fax machines here.
I don't know if I've got anything for you to do.
I'll make some stuff up. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, there you go. You can be Mark's intern.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Mark at freetalklive.com. Send it to me. Give me your telephone number. I got it.
Now you're going to have a whole bunch of people saying, Mark, I want to be your intern, too.
Yeah, I'll send them around. Don't worry.
All right. Anything else on your mind, Matthew?
No. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll email you soon. Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Thank you, dude. Good luck with your project. 800-259-9231. Either of you ever been an intern?
I have not.
No.
Jail didn't count?
What's that?
Jail doesn't count as an intern.
They didn't call us interns.
I don't think that's an internship.
You were interned.
I was interred.
Oh, interred. Okay. And speaking of mistakes I've made already tonight, I am being told that to every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction is actually Newton's third law of motion. Did you know that? You didn't correct me?
Shame
on you.
Thermodynamics works kind of the same way, but...
Shows how close I paid attention in government science class. At least I retained the information.
I don't remember ever having been quizzed on that. And I think that seems like
in science class?
Yes.
I learned Newton's laws outside of government school.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, so you didn't learn them either?
Not in science class, no.
Sounds vaguely like something they would have taught in basic physics, but...
It does sound like it. I did not take physics, so I don't... You know.
So we continue with your phone calls to an unscreened call on the amp line. Hello there.
Hey, guys, this is Puke.
Puke.
Hey, man.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to call in about, there's been a lot of recent gun shootings that you guys mentioned where there's been sort of like a mass shootings.
Okay.
And you know, I just find it interesting that I've been talking to some people in the chat room, and they say that a lot of shootings happen in, like, April time frame. And,
really?
You know, it's an interesting coincidence that we have a president that's agitating for, you know, more attenuation of your rights when involved with self-protection, i.e. taking away guns.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, you know, it's the theft season where the 15th of April is All Hail Theft Day.
Yes.
So the government's going to take all your money. And, you know it just seems like to me, I can't help but wonder if, you know, how many other sort of false flag operations has the government done before? You know, could it be possible that somebody sort of pushing people over the edge on purpose?
Well, I don't know about
even if it's
on purpose. I think we're waxing a little conspiratorial here, and it's difficult to prove
that. It's very, very kind of conspiratorial.
But it's all you have to say is that they're being pushed over the edge. And, you know, obviously the people in the government want more money. It makes perfectly good sense they'd raise taxes and every opportunity they could. And even in a down economy, they could really care less. And these people who have the pressure put on them, this additional pressure, there's always going to be somebody right on the fringe, right on the edge, ready to go. And then that additional pressure pushes them over.
Yeah. So it's very interesting how it sort of coincides with everything. But, people are pushed so far by bullies until they snap, and then everyone, you know, people like the Brady Institution or whatever the heck they're called are just, you know, they think that, oh, if we just pass more laws,
yeah.
And they call them, of course, what are they, like, acceptable laws or some crap like that.
Common sense gun control. It's usually what they say. It's common sense.
Yeah, they just don't understand that, you know, the more unprotected that you make people, the more that the loonies are going to figure out where to go to kill people. I was reading Boston Tea Party's Gun Bible, and he has a great article that's a letter to one of the Columbine students that he wrote. And, you know, he mentions that, like, whenever they pass the gun-free school zones,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, where did all the shootings happen? In the school zones, because
yeah.
That's where the lunatics knew where to go, where they would be essentially, you know, given a free rein to shoot fish in a bucket.
Yep. You know, I think it was interesting. My next-door neighbor's in his 70s. And he was telling me how he used to bring his rifle to school, because on the way to school he had
the good old days.
Had to have the opportunity to shoot food. I mean, if he's going to walk several miles to school, which obviously he would, you know, he's going to take his rifle with him so he can shoot food.
And a squirrel or something.
I can't imagine what he does with a dead animal at school. But, you know, hey, I didn't ask that part.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he brought his gun to school, no problem.
Gun rack.
Who has a gun rack in their truck anymore?
I don't know.
Thanks, Pete, for the call tonight. Good thoughts.
Over.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The killing story is on the way. One of the other ways that people are going to vent their inevitable building frustration at the increase in taxes and controls on their lives. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system, the live streams, the Shrine of Female Listeners, all free at freetalklive.com. As we continue here talking about some of the unintended consequences of government continuously increasing its control over people's lives. And it inevitably, as government grows and becomes more intrusive and more expensive, it'll become more and more likely that the mostly ignorant American public will take notice of how it is that they are definitely not a free people. A lot of people kind of know this, I think, inherently, but like to tell themselves a story about how it is they live in the best place in the world, and it may be true.
I wouldn't argue that particular point. However, to say that this is a
I'd say it's
country,
becoming more arguable, though.
Yeah, and it's going to.
Right. So
I just spoke to a gentleman today who I would call a pretty moderate dude, mm-hmm. and he said that America by the end of this century is going to be a third world country. He says he won't be alive by then, but,
yeah.
And that's just a prediction from some guy, but this is not some guy who's some kind of fringe nut.
He's just your average dude?
Yep. As a matter of fact, a former city council person.
So as controls increase, people will become more aware of just how enslaved they truly are. And, of course, we pointed out many times, and will continue on this show, that when you have to hand over a percentage of your income to somebody else, and you don't
somebody didn't earn it.
Right. You don't have a pre-existing agreement with that somebody. They own you. I mean, you're their slave. If you have to jump through a bunch of hoops that somebody demands that you jump through, or else, you're their slave. And so people are going to come to this understanding, and they're going to do something about it. Now, what are they going to do? Well, we're already starting to see what it is. There are people that are going to pull out of the places they live in frustration, as that business owner was we were talking about earlier. He's getting sick and tired of the Michigan taxes on his business, and he's now hunting for another place to locate his business. Luckily, we do still have that freedom, and of course, that's the one that everybody touts about America. Well, if you don't lack it, you can leave. Well, you can leave to go to somewhere else where someone else is going to take maybe a little bit less of your
income.
I could
argue that point, by the way. If you're a slave and you have to follow, you know, and if you're a slave and you have to follow some kind of rules in order to leave, it doesn't seem to me like you are free.
You're not free.
You have to do something in order to be, you know, to walk away. You don't have the freedom to leave. If you have to pay a tax, an exit tax, and whether most Americans pay it when they leave or not.
I'm talking about going from state to state.
Understood, state to state. But if they say that you have the freedom to leave in America.
That's not true.
It's not. It's not true. You have to pay an exit tax. But
you do have a relative freedom to go from one geographical state designation to another geographical state designation without having to do too much bureaucratic paperwork. Nonetheless, they are going to demand that you get a new driver's license, and they're going to still make demands of you. So again, you're just moving from one master to a more a kinder, gentler master, right? That's what people are looking at, and that's fine because it does keep the masters in some level of check, but it over time doesn't end up working out. Over time, governments at all levels in all states continue to increase and continue to become more oppressive. So we're going to see more people doing what Spencer was doing earlier, looking to move businesses. We're going to see people getting frustrated on an individual basis of just having to pay too much income tax or too many property taxes, and they're going to pick up and they're going to move somewhere else. So on the third point, though, that you are going to see more people engaging in violence. It was about a year ago, I'd say, that we read the story about a man that went into a city council meeting and just started blasting, just opened fire on these people. And as bad as these folks are, I don't think that people who are concerned with what they're doing should lower themselves to their level. I don't think we should lower ourselves to their level of stealing and violence against our neighbor. But that's what's going to happen. I can sit here and say, people shouldn't do this, but people are going to do this.
Right. If we are preachers in the Church of Liberty, we say, don't go out and commit violence. However, I can also tell you that as long as government continues to restrict people's freedoms, some people are going to say, enough is enough. Where's my AK-47? And, they're going to say, my life isn't good enough without this particular freedom, and I'm going to take out some of these people who are infringing upon it.
I think this guy actually did have an AK. A man opened fire on officers during a domestic disturbance call this weekend, killing three. Friends said 23-year-old Richard Poplowski feared the Obama administration was poised to ban guns. And I'd say his fears are legitimate.
I heard that that his concern was that the authorities were going to take his guns, which is essentially saying the same thing. However, the funny thing is he created that for himself. The authorities did take his guns.
He got arrested.
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh, wow, he's alive. Okay, police.
It ain't good. I can assure you of that.
Police plan to release more details. Blah blah blah. Witness reported hearing hundreds of shots. And I saw some of the pictures from this particular scene of the crime, and they brought out a whole lot of cops in this case.
Oh, yes.
And that's what happens, right? That's when you kill one of them, they bring out 10 times the forces to go after you. This guy is lucky he didn't end up with a bullet to the head and two to the chest.
I don't know that I even consider that lucky, really. I mean, his life is going to be a living hell.
He might have preferred to have just gone there. It probably would have been better.
It really depends on what you believe about death.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Right. So, I don't want to get into all the details here, but this guy was very upset. He believes that the police state is on the rise, and he believed that, they're going to take his gun someday. So he snapped and cracked and started killing people, started killing cops. And that's what you're going to see more of. You're going to see more of that. You're going to see more of this kind of occurrence. And, of course, they're going to make him out to look like a crazy whackaloon. Maybe he is. I don't know. I don't know the guy. I haven't done too much digging into the case. But even if it was a legitimate self-defense, even if those cops were coming in there and nothing was really going on and something happened to where he was just defending himself, it's not going to matter. They're going to make him look like a crazy loon for killing the police. So that's another reason. It's another reason to not engage in violence, just from a PR aspect. Number one, you're lowering yourself to their level, and you're losing any claim of superior morals to these people. And number two, the media is just going to do a hatchet job on you. So there's no way you can come out the glowing hero.
Right. The media is pretty clear on who the good guys are.
Right. You could consider yourself heroic in your own mind as you die in a hail of gunfire, but you don't get to control the news headlines that were written afterwards. So I'm just putting this out there, right, as a few examples, and maybe you can share with us how frustrated you are. Maybe you can share with us some of the things that are going on in your area, and it doesn't have to be in the United States. We've got an international audience. I'm sure that this is an economic situation that's touching home in a lot of places. Maybe the governments where you are increasing taxes and things like that. What are some of the changes that you've seen that are really frustrating to you? And have you felt the urge to get violent about it? How have you handled that? Because it's easy to feel. I think people look at a case like this and they say to themselves about this guy, well, he's unusual. He's unusual. And yes, he is unusual in that he acted out on his fantasies. But how many of us can honestly say we haven't considered such things when being frustrated at government for whatever reason? Maybe they threw a friend of ours in jail. Maybe they threw you in jail. Maybe they drastically increased the taxes on your business to the point where you couldn't do business anymore. Or as a last emailer said, had to start firing people. And who hasn't felt angry enough to
get violent? I wouldn't express it on the radio, I can tell you that.
You're too afraid to express how you felt in the past?
Yeah, I would.
Is that a crime?
I felt that way.
There you go. Okay, thank goodness. I felt that way too, and I've reminded myself.
I have
myself,
a suspicion about Mark, but I won't say anything that he said.
Well, I don't know why he's being cowardly about this, but that's fine. I understand they're a scary gang, and people are worried they might hurt them. But yeah, what did you do? What did you say to yourself? How did you move on beyond that?
Well, in my mind, it's not really a good way to affect change by killing people. It's, at some point, I think, a better way to go than, say, being killed by government in a camp or something like that. But basically, your options are get violent and you're going to be dead, or don't get violent and ride it out for a while anyway.
That seems like
a better option to me.
There's all kinds of places you can get freedom. Sailboats, different countries, things like that.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You just have to be present enough to remember that that is not a solution and focus more on peaceful solutions. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Fight the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you've purchased the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is Ian here with you?
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Go to freetalklive.com and find the Adult Friend Finder banner. It's the world's largest adult social networking website. And Sex Personals. Over 19 million members. Let them help you find that sexy someone to hook up with tonight. Adult Friend Finder. See their banner at freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. You're absolutely right about the income taxes. This state is one of the worst, and we have many sectors of eastern Kentucky are in poverty. I wonder, you know, and then they keep raising taxes, and it gets bigger and more expensive. And you're absolutely right, because that's why people get fed up, because they're losing their homes, they're losing their jobs, and it's just, I know what you mean by that, because I was a state worker in Kentucky. I worked in the public school systems, and I got frustrated and left, and that day I told them why, because you are supposed to be a public servant, not a tyrannical. So, and I told my supervisor that. Mm-hmm. And it's just because that is what we're, I know what you mean, because I've been in there, and all I wanted to do was be a servant to the people. And that's why I got out of the state government, because it needs to be cleaned up. This is our country, folks. This is our country.
How do you propose that actually happen? I mean, I see where you're coming from. It should be cleaned up, but people have been saying that for a long time, and we've seen what the results have been.
Absolutely, and that's what I wanted to get to, because a lot of people just keep listening to, the, like you said, the left and right radio or the corporations like Clear Channel that all they all know the solutions. You got to get away from that. You got to get out and get active. Get into your county. Go to meetings with county commissioners. Get people together. I've been doing that, and people around here, this area, I've told them about GCN. They never heard of it. And, you know, they're frustrated as the things that you all talk about. And that's what you need to do. You've got to get a community effort together. And I get some people that say, well, I don't know. I don't think we ought to do that. But wait a minute.
Why?
You know, fear is control, my friend.
Yes.
I tell these people that.
That's why. They don't want to do it, right? They're scared of what the consequences might be.
Yeah, exactly. And
the question is, when do you want it, right? The question is, when and how do you want the conflict? Because it seems to me like if you just do nothing and wait around, then the government's going to become more intrusive and more invasive and more difficult to put a stop to this. It's going to be that is going to be an even more insurmountable task. And I don't even like to use the term conflict. I think we can end this without having any overt conflict. But I guess I use in a general sense of the government folk aren't going to like what we're going to do, and that is what I would suggest is mass non-cooperation and civil disobedience. I don't consider that conflicting, but they might. I consider that living free and making the choice to accept whatever consequences they decide to visit upon you. So the question is, when do you want those consequences, right? Do you want to just sit around, wait, you know, get fat and happy while the police state is on the rise and while more taxes get piled on and more regulations get piled on to the point where the society that we once knew and loved is completely squeezed out of existence due to these new taxes and regulations? Or do you want to make a stand and act like free people should act and tell these government folk to go take a hike? That you've had about enough of it. Of course, the second option takes a lot more courage, but either way, you're going to end up in a situation that is, if you wait, it's going to be an untenable situation that you're going to regret being in if you don't take action.
That's right, and you know, history shows it. History shows it. You know, they had it in Germany. They had concentration camps. I mean, they got them here, and if you want to sit back, you know, that's what's going to happen unless you, the people, take action.
By the way, I'd like to go on the record defending Clear Channel. I understand the frustration that you feel at talk radio, kind of mass market talk radio out there, but there are some really, I would say, trailblazing Clear Channel radio stations that air this radio program, at least five of them out there. So Clear Channel isn't all bad. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. They're just a radio operator, right, and they just want to make money.
Clear Channel has a lot of the trappings of a dangerous corporation.
They're
the biggest. And that's something to look for, right?
Broadcaster.
Biggest broadcaster. Yeah, the biggest owner of radio stations in the United States. And they might still be. They've sold some off. But they run theirs in a very loose sort of manner. All they have is, revenue projections for their stations. They don't give any kind of rules. Both you and I have worked for Clear Channel. I'm not going to say I think it's the greatest
corporation. That's not true. There are some controls that come down from on high in Clear Channel.
Like what?
I know that recently I've been talking to some of their PDs who are a little frustrated at apparently their market manager types. I don't know if that's the right term, but like regional managers are coming down to them, and they're, if you're a news talk station, they're being handed brokered shows to play, which is pay for play.
Okay.
So they're coming down. Pay for play shows are coming down from on high. And, of course, they are heavily encouraged to use the Premier Radio Network's content, which is Clear Channel Syndicator.
I can't imagine that the Clear Channel talkers in the big cities are required to do these pay-for-play.
I don't know. I'm
shows.
Just telling
it's,
you, Mark.
What they're probably, those stations aren't hitting whatever marks Clear Channel wanted them to hit, so they're giving them ways to hit those marks.
You made the claim that they were given free range, and it's not necessarily true.
Okay.
So where are you? I'm
just saying,
you.
That's all. I mean, I'm just saying the Clear Channel, by and large, leaves its radio stations alone.
For the most part, yeah. They have a decent amount of autonomy, more than I think most people believe. 800-259-9231, but they do have budgets, which are something they absolutely have to deal with. So there's a limit to how many like local hosts that they can put on. And
even board ops to be running the station. I mean, if you think that there's somebody at your radio station at midnight, it's unlikely.
All right, so we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, and we will talk to Matt in Illinois on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
I was wondering, have you seen the movie Zeitgeist Addendum yet?
No, not the addendum, no.
It really confused me. I really liked the first one that they put out, and the addendum that they put out talks bad about the government, talks about why government is not needed and stuff like that. But then they go on in about the middle of the movie and start talking about this resource-based economy rather than a monetary-based economy.
Hmm.
And a thing called the Venus Project.
What's that?
And the Venus Project is, I'm just trying to wrap my mind around it now. It seems a lot like communism to me.
So people aren't moving to Venus?
No.
I'm a member of a project, and we all move.
As many freedom-loving people on Venus as possible.
Yeah. I haven't seen the addendum, but I've heard about this resource-based economy they propose in there, and it sounds like they basically want people to live on communes and do away with money and just trade things without any kind of exchange.
Well, that's crazy.
It's something like that, right?
That's kind of what it sounded like to me, and actually the reason I'm calling is because I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. It was very confusing because in a lot of ways these guys are very freedom-oriented, it seems like.
But
well, they should have
they
the freedom
start
to try
talking
that.
About this resource-based economy, it just threw me for a loop. It's like they spun around 180 degrees.
Well, some people are very freedom-oriented in that they want to be free enough to try their little economic model that they've been fantasizing about. As long as it's voluntary, then I have no problem with it. It's not going to work very well, in my opinion.
Tonight on the way here, Matt, I was driving in Keene, and I saw a gal with a little anarchy symbol on her bag, and I had let her cross in front of me, and I just rolled down my window. I said, "Are you a real anarchist?" And she's like, "Excuse me?" And so I ended up pulling over. I ended up pulling over and talking to her, and I asked her, "So are you a real anarchist?" She says, "I consider myself a social anarchist." And I'm like, "What is that?" And so she said she believes in people living in communities, and I'm like an anarcho-syndicalist. And she's like, "Yeah." And I said, and so we talked about it a little bit. And basically, she's a hippie from Burlington, Vermont, who likes the idea of communes. And an anarchist, that does not make her. So I contended with her that the only real anarchism is capitalism, but we don't have capitalism here today, that this is really corporatism here in the United States, that free people should be able to exchange goods and services freely. And she's like, "Yeah, capitalism gets a bad rap." So she was a little confused about what anarchy was, but she was very, very nice.
Yeah, that's
like I said, the reason I was just interested in what your guys' take on the new zeitgeist addendum would be. It's just, I'm still kind of out there. I don't know what to think about it. I really
anybody that says we need to get rid of money doesn't really know, in my opinion, what it is they're talking about.
Right. They think that money's the bad thing, and somehow they can make it a good world by getting rid of money. And the fact is, if you're changing goods, some kind of resources, well, that's what money is. If money is real, it would be gold or silver or some other sort of resource in a real economy. Instead, we have this crap they call money that the government says is money. And yes, I agree with them that we should have a resource-based economy, but, they would set it up differently than I would.
Hey, Matt, thanks for the call. Hope that helped. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of money, some communities have been printing their own currency in response to the economic situation. We can talk about that coming up. We can take your calls about whatever you want. Hour 2, coming up. Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.